My name is Laura.
I'm Natalie.
And I'm Addie, and we are three ladies from the Brewmaster program second semester at Niagara College. So basically what we're here to discuss is Project Brew and its use of social media. What we're trying to do is increase the reach that the Project Brew social media has, and we really think that we can do that through three different methods. One being the content they post in general. So it's pretty basic right now, and we want to make it more approachable to people, a little bit more behind the scenes, and get people more involved. It's not just about content, though. We also just want to improve the use of social media in general. So right now, someone just kind of volunteers themselves and they just post whatever they want. No real use of hashtags. So we want to kind of just use the app to its full potential. And then lastly, we want to talk about the use of collaborations and if they are a benefit or a detriment to the program, what they can do for us, what they might take away, and just that sort of thing in general. But yeah. I think we also need to talk about just social media use in general.
Oh, yeah.
Just besides the point of posting good content, I think people really need to take it back how to use the app to its full potential. I know that the Project Brew account, they're really good about posting pictures of people in the brewery and what beer they're going to be featuring at Project Brew, but what they don't do is use hashtags. And I think their posts are going to reach their already... fan base, their followers, but it's not going to reach people outside of that. So they need to develop some hashtag use. And actually, research shows that 7 hashtags per post is the optimal use of hashtags. And Yuengling Brewery in the States actually has that average amount of hashtags on every post. And they have upped their Instagram post hits by 2.2%, which is way higher than the average rate. So
that definitely shows you that it's working.
Yeah, I get that. It shows like the potential of reach that each hashtag can expand to. Like if someone is just looking up beer or yeast and that's just in their realm that they're looking up, it just can stretch that much further.
Well, the fact that they're not using hashtags at all right now, like you see current Project Brew and past Project Brew posts, you don't see anyone using any hashtags. So well, that would already give you an advantage if you are using
the hashtag. They hashtag Project Brew, which is... almost useless to them.
But if you don't, know what Project Brew is, you're exactly. not going to reach
you're
that hashtag.
You're basically hashtagging so that you can reach people that already know about the event, not people that have no idea what this event is about
party,
or that it exists.
Yourself.
Yeah. But that's exactly where the diversity of hashtag comes into play. So at Yuengling, they really use a diverse amount of hashtags, so they're continuously reaching new audiences. And this has resulted in an 8.9% growth to followers, which is pretty insane for Instagram.
Yeah, that is good. That is very, very good for
Instagram. It shows the potential.
No, I'm just like,
yeah,
I'm
it shows
like,
the potential
wow,
that
yeah.
social media can be used for.
Yay, social media. And Laura, what do you have to say?
So what do we think? We got 2 pretty good points, but I think that overall, there's like so much that you could improve because there's always room for improvement. But I'm sure you got the next one there.
Yeah, I was also thinking something that could be incorporated into it. It's not so much about the use of the social media. It's about what can be shown on the social media. And I think incorporating more of the process of what the students are doing would help educate people of what's actually going on at the event. Because people show
Definitely.
Up and they are like, oh, beer, yum. But they don't understand how important that beer is for the students and what it means to them. It's their first way to showcase, you know, going into their professional careers after the program.
And how long it took to make and how many different tests you had to make.
Yeah, and it's hard. You know, like making beer isn't as fun as drinking beer. It's not as easy. And
it's rewarding.
It's very rewarding.
Yeah, people are definitely misinformed because like people were coming up to us when we were serving beer and they were like, oh, you made this? And we're like, no, we're just serving it. Like they were very just like uninformed about who was pouring, what was going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And people aren't making the connection between the brewer and the product, which I think needs to be showcased quite a bit more so people understand what's going on. And, you know,
I would
like,
have to agree with you on that one.
The article, like 3 beers, brands, brewing, great social media campaigns by Workert, they talk a lot about New Belgium Brewing and what they're doing on social media. and by showing consumers behind-the-scenes operations of the brewery, New Belgium sparks interest in the customer base. You know, it shows them what's going on, what's interesting, what's cool.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that point, and I also think a very important aspect of this is definitely getting out there and engaging with other breweries in the industry that are already established, that already have that customer base that, like, will for sure be getting every single release that they do. So if we were, as Project Brew, to make a collaboration with them, we would know that a lot of their customer base will be guided towards our strategy, towards our festival, I guess. And an example of that is how the way Lost Craft Brewery's Instagram grew by 11,000 followers in one summer. That was the summer of 2017. They did that by a lot of other means, but as well as that, they worked with a lot of other brands, they worked with other companies and venues and different publicity. They were tagged in a lot of promotional posts, and I think that if we were to be tagging posts where we were doing a collaboration with South City or with Bellwoods or with any brewery that a graduate from the program might already be brewing there, which would be an easy way to get in and also an easy way to have publicity for our event. I think that would really give us a head start on using social media to attract customers to our event.
All right, and just to wrap things up here, I think a couple of takeaway points from this podcast would be maybe the use of how we use Instagram and how we use the hashtags could benefit Project Brew, as well as maybe showing a little bit more of what goes on behind the scenes and what goes into the process of actually making the beer could benefit the festival.
And just how we talked about using collaborations as a potential tool and getting more people involved and more people who are aware of the brewing industry out here who might not know what's going on, but they love craft beer. So it's a great way to show a trustworthy source is supporting us and get more people out to our event.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Those were hungry times, and all that he wanted was an ice cream cone.
All right, I just want to say thank you again for listening this week. Our intro song is brought to you by D-Boy for President. Exit song is Alfredo Tomato, Friends Shouldn't Fight Over Ice Cream, featuring Matt Sagen. The sources used for this podcast were Three Beer Brands, Brewing Great Social Media Campaigns by Wergert, A Craft Brewer's Guide to Social Media by Cowell, and How to Get Lost Craft Instagram to 11,000 followers in one summer.